Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This is Sergio. I'm here with Latasha Ash. She's filing out for Roundup, so I hope you can help me out.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and transfer.
All
Hi, good
right,
morning.
thank you.
Okay, hi, good morning, Mrs. Ash.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. And this is in regards to the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
All right, and you did not have an attorney at this time?
No.
All right, so you are willing to confirm under penalty, you haven't sought legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other a law firm regarding this matter, correct?
No, I have not. No.
Okay, and it was you that was diagnosed, or is this for you or for a loved one?
Not for me.
For you? Okay. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm better.
You're better? Okay, good. Do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Do I know what?
The subtype by chance? Do you know the subtype of NHL you were diagnosed with? If you don't, it's okay. I just am asking.
This what type? I'm sorry.
The like subtype of your lymphoma? Or was it only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
It was only non-Hodgkin's
Okay.
lymphoma,
Okay.
located in my neck, the lymph nodes area, like
Okay.
my neck area.
Is this your cell phone that I'm speaking to you on, the 574-349-3667?
Yes.
Okay. At any time we do become disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code, which is my direct line. I'm actually going to text you right now just so you have this number so you can contact me moving forward. Okay. Okay, and then did you know when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? You know your diagnosis date?
It was in July, 2016.
July, do you know approximately like the date?
Oh, goodness.
To the best of your
It was towards,
knowledge.
yeah, it was like towards the middle. I would say, shoot, I don't know, maybe 16th, 17th, or something like that.
The 16th? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, again, to the best of your knowledge, I understand it was a while ago. So that's okay. I did just text you my direct phone number, so you have it.
Okay.
I apologize ahead of time. A lot of these questions are repetitive, but I just have to ask them for the attorney's purposes. Okay. And then, were you spraying the Roundup, at home, at work? Where were you? What were you using it for?
No, at home in
At
my
home.
garden,
Okay.
backyard.
Okay. And do you still live at the same residence that you were spraying it at, or did you have you moved residence since then?
No, I've moved since then.
Okay. Do you know that address where you're spraying it at?
Yep, 8247 South Ada, ADA, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you. And then did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that were affected after spraying Roundup that
No.
needed help filing a claim? Okay.
No.
All right. All right, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then you are between the ages of 18 and 79. How many years did you spray the Roundup for?
I use it for a very long, about 7, 8 years, I
Eight
believe.
years? Okay. And then were you spraying it monthly, weekly?
It was, I would say weekly, well, maybe every 2 weeks, I want to say.
You want to say twice a
Something
month or
like
three times a month?
that. Maybe twice a month, just
Twice.
depending on how. It just depends on how often I need to use it, but maybe twice, maybe three times a month, yeah.
Okay, I'll put three times a month. Did you do it year round, like every month, or were you only doing it a certain time of the year?
Well, of course, can't do it in the wintertime because it's snow, but yeah,
Yeah.
just doing the summer and spring, yeah.
So, like, from what Mar like I don't know, March or April until what, like November
Yeah,
time?
probably like March. Yeah, probably like March to maybe end of October.
End of October. Okay, so March, April, May, June, July. So 8 months out of the year, three times a month. Okay, perfect. That's fine. About 24 times a year. They just want to get like an idea of exposures that you had. So that's about 192 exposures. Okay, so approximately for 8 years, and you did spray Roundup for more than 10 days, correct? And this is your cell phone.
Yeah.
You were diagnosed after spraying the Roundup. You are a US citizen, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you suffer from any of these illnesses? HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B,
No.
Epstein-Barr, lupus.
No.
Okay, arthritis, diabetes, and autoimmune disease.
No.
Okay, and then did you have any organ transplants?
No.
Okay, or family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, and then you weren't doing any other type of chemotherapy therapy besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Like you've never been diagnosed for any other type of cancer?
No, never.
Okay. And then I have your first name is LATASHA, correct?
Yes.
And then last name Ash, ASH. Did you have a middle initial you want me to put?
L.
Okay. Okay. And then no suffix in your name, correct?
No.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then are you currently married, single, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
8/2/80.
All right. And then can I get the last four of your social?
4/2/85.
Perfect. Okay, 4285. And then how did you learn first learn about the connection between the Roundup and your cancer? Was that when you were getting sick? Kind of what happened?
Kind of, sort of. I know. Well, I went to my doctor and just was giving him my symptoms and stuff like that, which and so we just, they ran a few tests and stuff like that, but I didn't put two and two together. My doctor did, actually. So yeah, and
Okay.
that's how we.
Yeah, and do you think that was like right at that time at July 16th around your diagnosis date?
Yeah, it was somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, I'll put July 2016. And then approximately how tall are you and what's your current weight?
I'm 5'9", 194 pounds.
Okay. And then I have your cell phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you or reach out to you?
Mornings is typically
Better?
better.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you have access to that I can send documents to?
Yes, it's ash.latasha@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then you said you were spraying it approximately three times a month for about 8 months of the year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis, correct? When was it that you stopped using the Roundup? Was it right before you got diagnosed?
No, well, like I said, I didn't know what was going on, so I still was using it, like, beginning of July,
August.
or so I still was using it. And then when I, what I've been feeling bad, you know, having symptoms way before. But I, when I went to the doctor and they diagnosed me, then of course, you know, stopped using it.
So you use it up till July, and you use it for about, we'll put like July 1st, 2016. And then if
something like
years,
that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And then so you probably started using it when in 2008?
2008, uh-huh.
Yeah. What time of year were you using it, and or what time, like when was it in 2008 you started using the product? Like what?
It was in the spring, like April, May, something like that.
April, we'll put April 1st. Does that sound about right? April 1st, 2008 to July 1st, 2016?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Again, it's to the best of your knowledge. They just want an idea.
Like yeah, I mean, it's been...
This. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
2008, July 7th. And then obviously you stopped using the Roundup because you became ill, correct? And you started doing treatment or?
Yeah, I did chemotherapy for 4 months, I believe, 4 months.
Okay. And radiation too?
Yeah, I just did the chemotherapy, and they put me on steroids.
And pain medication you did. Or what is it? It's called, immunotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it's called. I couldn't remember the name of it. Did you have to have any type of surgery?
Yeah. What is it called? I know they removed like the, I guess, the affected part from my neck area. So.
Okay. And 7/1/2016. Let's see. Okay. And then, Latasha, you were applying it monthly. How were you applying it? Did you use like a hand sprayer or a backpack?
Like the spray bottle?
Yeah, like the spray bottle? Did you ever wear any? Did you ever wear any type of like protective gear? Any type of gloves? Anything like that?
Sometimes. It just depends on what I was doing in the garden.
Okay. And you were spraying it, obviously, around your property line, in your garden, all residential, around the fence line and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just put, yeah, you were, sometimes wore gloves. And then... Okay, and then it's residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it, and you were the one present every time. And then you approximately, give or take, had 192 exposures or more in your lifetime. Did you currently, or did you currently, did you live near a water well, or did you get any of your water from a well?
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, like Benzine or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then were you using concentrate or premixed?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it at? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's?
Yeah, Home Depot, mostly, because that was
Okay.
closest.
And that was in Chicago, Illinois. Is that the one on 87th Street?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why they like ask us to look to find the Home Depot info. So, it's crazy. They still sell it in Home Depot.
Yeah, they do.
I saw a guy there buying it when he had like kids with him. I was like, dude, don't buy that. So bad for you. Do you have proof of purchases or credit cards or pictures of it?
Oh,
I mean, it was so long ago, maybe like bank on your bank statement. I don't know if you paid cash or card, or could you find old receipts?
honestly, I don't have any, I don't keep
No, I'll just put
receipts.
no. It's okay. If you don't have it, just, yeah, it's fine. Do you have, so you don't have any proof of purchase, but do you have any still in your possession, like old bottles or anything like that?
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
Heck no.
Have you ever smoked? Or do you smoke?
I
Okay.
did used to smoke.
How many years did you smoke for?
Oh, it's like 5 years, but that
Okay.
was way before
All that?
this.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And then who's your current employer?
I work for the, well, I guess it's a, well, it's a temp job, but it's a staffing agency.
What's the name of it? Just
God, what's his name? Express Staffing Agency.
Express Staffing. Okay. And then, did you obviously you lost work because of your
Yeah.
staff agency? Oh yeah, they're all over. Hold on one second. And then, is it Express Employment Professionals? Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. And then you obviously lost work because of, oops, because of your illness, correct? And you were unable to work for approximately how long?
Oh, shoot.
Just an
What is it
estimated time.
called? I don't remember. I know that, at that time I was working from home actually.
Just say you're like unable to work for what, like a year or two?
Yeah, I didn't go back to work for a while. Yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Okay. Are unable to work. Okay. And then, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits like compensation claims or disability workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Any criminal offenses? Okay. Did you know who your diagnosing physician's name is? Who your doctor was?
Yeah, Patrick Stiff, STIFF.
Okay. And he's in Chicago, Illinois.
Yep, at Loyola.
Okay, was that the hospital that you went to, Le
Yeah.
Patrick's? Okay. Okay, I found him. And hold on one second. I just gotta get this information really quick. And he's in Maywood, Illinois.
May
All right. Did you have medical records, or could you provide them if needed, like of your cancer and all that stuff?
I can try to get it. I can try to request it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like sometimes you can get from an insurance company, like an itemized receipt, or you can get a what's it called?
Well, I could get my records, my medical records,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, sent.
Okay. All right. So I'll put yes. And then the name of the hospital was, I'm sorry, say it again.
Loyola University Medical
Loyola.
Center, LOYOLA, I believe.
Yeah, they have a Loyola here too, University in Illinois. Okay. And did you go to the one on? Is it Loyola Univer Medical Center, or which one did you go to? Or is it,
The medical
yeah,
center.
okay, yeah. Okay, and that one's on First Street, 2160 South First Street.
Yeah, I know it's in Maywood. I don't know the whole address, but Maywood, Illinois.
Okay, and then just in like a brief, I don't know, summary. How did the lymphoma and diagnosis of lymphoma after spraying the Roundup affect your life? Like in,
Terribly. I mean,
yeah.
who wants to? I mean, I can't, that's the only way I could describe it, is terribly. I mean, it affected me, my family, my children, so it just trickled down, it
Emotional
started,
and this is what I
yeah.
always put, like just emotional and physical fear of the outcome and the results, struggle with daily tasks and ability to be like a product of society, anxiety, distress, depression, loneliness, and constantly being sick, and the weight that it carries to your family. I always just put a lot, so then it helps look make the case look good too. It's horrible that this happened.
Now, how long do one of these cases take? Like, how many years would it take for?
So I really can't give you legal advice with that, but I can
Oh,
just
okay.
kind of I can tell you what to do. So what I would do is just Google that and find out. Basically, like, it can be, once you connect connected to the attorneys within the 48 hours, they'll really guide you more. But give or take, it could be a couple years, it could be, quickly. You'll be in contact with somebody though.
Okay.
And just Googling things and researching is probably the best bet. When did you start treatment? If it was July 16th, you were diagnosed, do you know when you started your treatment date was?
Oh, geez.
Is it like right away?
No, yeah, it was definitely right away because they call it early. It was stage one. So I'm trying to remember, was it? I think it was like maybe beginning of August because I remember my birthday is August 2nd. So I would say the first week of August, maybe, I want to say.
August 1st.
Yeah, we can just say that because I remember being there on my birthday.
Okay. August 1st, 2016 was the last day you were treated. And I started with, because you said you did have surgery, so you probably started surgery first, then chemo and then radiation and so forth like that. Okay. And then did you have what's your current mailing address?
8025 South Damon,
Is it DAY?
Chicago, Illinois. No, DAME. Yeah.
Oh, Dave. Okay, Damon Avenue, Chicago,
Damon.
Illinois. Is that a house or is it a? Is there a unit
It's
number?
a house.
It's a house?
Nope, it's
Okay.
a house.
All right. I have 8025 South Damon Avenue, Chicago. Illinois, Cook County, 60620.
Yes.
Okay, so we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is basically just to, you know, continue the case for you and your family and your loved ones. Mm-hmm. They will only contact the emergency contact if something happens and they can't connect with you for a long period of time. So would you like to put someone that lives with you or doesn't? It's completely up to you.
You could put my son. His name is Davion. That's Davion. Last name Rose, Rose. And
what's his phone number?
Phone number is area code 319-210-2448.
Okay. And then you give me permission to contact him?
Yes.
If needed? Okay. Was there any additional notes that you wanted me to put in the file?
No.
Just that it was a terrible diagnosis and...
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Terrible diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup. The impact of the diagnosis and treatment has brought a lot of pain into my life. The emotional, physical fear of its outcome is heavy. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to verify everything with you, Ms. Ash. Really quick, I just want to verify you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed between 2005 and present. After spraying Roundup, your diagnosis date was 7/16/2016. Oh, wait, you didn't have one more. And only the one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You're unaware of the subtype. After using Roundup, you were diagnosed at home. Between the ages of 18 and 79, you approximately sprayed it for 8 years. You did spray it for 10 days or more, and you are a U.S. resident or U.S. citizen. Your first name is Latasha, middle initial L, last name Ash, A-S-H. Your birth date was 8/2/1980. I have the last four of your social as 4285. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then approximately three times a month, started using it 4/1/2008, stopped using it 7/1/2016. You were along the fence line in the state of Illinois, residential. You were directly exposed every time, approximately 192 exposures in your lifetime. And Patrick Stiff was your diagnosing doctor. Okay. All right. So I have all the information. What's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's going to be a DocuSign agreement. Have you ever used one of those before?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to have to press accept, adopt, and sign a signature, tap the fields where it's asking you to initial, and then press finish. Once you go ahead and do that, let me know. And while you're doing that, I'll send you the attorney's information and also my contact information.
Okay.
And the documents will, just give them 1 second. They're coming right now. They take a second.
Okay.
And it's 8025 South Damien Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Mm-hmm.
8/2/1980. So I make sure all the documents are right. So you only have to do them one time. Okay.
Okay.
So I text them to you and I also email them. Opening them through the text message sometimes is easier for people.
Okay, yep, I just got it. Oh. Okay, so okay, review document.
Yeah, press review document.
You agree to receive? Okay, yeah. Oh, geez, I hate these things.
I know, yeah. You sometimes you have to use your finger to draw it, and if it's like chicken scratch, it's okay. I know some people have trouble with it. They're going to have you sign a lot more documents. This is just for your intake.
Okay. Okay, finish.
Yeah, once you press finish, the documents will be generated into a PDF and sent to your email. You can also download them too. It'll give you that option. Yeah, you're all fine, finished. I download them just so you have them, but it's completely up to you. But it will come to your email as well.
Okay.
But basically from that, yeah, thank you for doing that. So once that's completed, what's going to be happening in the next 48 hours, the attorneys will be calling you. Obviously it's Friday and it's going to be the weekend, so they'll probably won't call you till next week. Give or take maybe like Wednesday at the latest. If you don't hear from them, you can call me directly at the 949 number that I text you from.
Okay.
Kind of like maybe by like, give them to like Thursday or something. Yeah, but if you don't hear from them, call me directly. I did just text you their direct phone number as well. They'll be calling you
Okay.
from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862,
Okay.
Pulaski Law Firm. If you want, I would save that phone number so you know it's them calling and
Okay.
that's who you want to speak to. They're gonna call and kind of go over everything we went through as well, just for verification reasons and then so forth. Just remember to this, before we wrap up the call, this is your case, and really we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys call you, okay? So if you miss the call, make sure you call them back in a timely matter or call me. And then also, just emphasize, this is a legal contract, so they do ask you not to, discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then basically anything that you can do to help build your case, or anything you can help obtain, like medical records, the roundup, like if I said if you have any pictures, receipts, anything like that, you want to go ahead and get that in your possession or try to track that stuff down. It can help significantly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Mrs. Ash, I'm very sorry to, hear everything that you went through, and my prayers go out to you and your family, and I hope that this works out for you guys. Did you have any questions for me?
Nope.
Not at this time? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Well, you have my phone number. You can call me if you have any questions, and I wish you nothing but the best luck, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a good
Have a
day.
wonderful day. Bye-bye.